Oh, no.
True living.
Yeah.
True living.
Hey, Bob, I have to go, Barbara. We have to go to some family function.
So
anyway,
what dead musician?
My vote is for. Well, if you're going to do somebody dead, does it have to be a musician? And are you sure you're bringing Ion in? Or are we just voting for dead musicians
for
you to play?
Or Lord Buckley. That's right.
More than one question, Barbara.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You can vote for.
Okay.
Hey, Barbara, you could vote for Lord Buckley or a comedian, a dead comedian. That's still entertainment.
Okay. Can I vote for John F. Kennedy?
No, it's not a musician, or it's not an entertainer.
Fine. Okay, I vote for Michael Jackson.
Okay, all right. Vestal just posted, said I'm still dead.
Yeah.
Okay, bye all. Thank you.
Bye, Barbara. Happy Thanksgiving.
Goodbye.
Thank you. You too.
Right. So we're having a good ending here.
Yep.
A lively ending.
Yep.
Yeah, that moment was amazing around 6 in the morning or something when it just started getting all crazy.
Yeah.
Because I think, because also there's a sense that you might fall asleep.
Yes. Yes. People were accusing me of falling asleep or dropping off. Uh-oh, we've got Canadian.
Chris is up and above.
Is that Chris?
Yeah.
You guys know
Chris? Yeah, that was Chris.
Yeah, Chris is Denny's buddy.
Not CT.
Denny's grandson.
Oh, yeah, right. I forgot, yep.
Hey, Bob.
Yes.
I knew that with the chat room, I had saved some stuff where I'm doing the coup in the chat room, and I'm looking at it here. It's funny because it's all off the chat room stuff. But I remember thinking, this is so fucking funny. They're going to take this off. Or just in case they do, I'm going to quickly back this up.
Yes, yeah. And they didn't.
What?
They didn't take it off. They didn't take
I
it
think
off.
It is. A lot of it's missing. Unless they, maybe they've been taking it off and backing it up.
So you missed, me and Bill and Ginny, the host, have it all.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, you've got all the in chat. Oh, okay.
Yes, we have it all. That was just determined right before you came on half an hour ago.
Because I know, there's stuff up there, but it's not the whole thing, obviously. Anyway, we've got them, but let's not go over that.
So maybe I should play what happens when you take LSD from the Evergreen's point of view. It's really interesting. And then it goes into what happens when you die. What do you think of that? Is that something to play?
Yes, play that.
Yes, the death of our show. That's very appropriate.
Yes, we now go into a new world. Lockdown Bob Rule has been established, and we now start hallucinating our way into the new reality, right? So you've got to understand LSD.
Just before that, Bob, what after this, are you're still doing the regular Saturday show, though, yeah?
No, I'm not. I told Bill I'm not. I haven't got anything prepared for it, and it's too soon.
Oh, no, I mean on a regular basis. Not.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay.
I'm not doing a show in 2 days.
That's okay. People have had a good dose of Bob.
Yeah. They now know what it's like to be Carolyn, to be around me, six or 7 days. And we noticed the ecstasy level went, and people started, declaring me a god after being around me for 3 or 4 mornings, right? Waking up in the morning was just too much with Bob. Well, that's why Carolyn's been around for 60 fucking years, It's too much fun living with Bob. Yeah. And I don't, but look at this. Oh, Ira Sweden, that's right. Take her off mute. Yes, we have this Ira Sweden who sent me some really good music last week. Now, she's saying she's on mute. There's Charles Randall. Where would she be? Daniel Libby. I don't see where you are, Bill. Where is Ira Sweden? Which number is she? Nobody's on. Nobody.
Is there anyone on mute?
Nobody's on mute. Except up at top, there is me and two studio people are on mute. That's technical. And then there's
good because we can hear you.
That's right. So so Alice is here, but where is the Ira Sweden? Hey, Bill, we need your advice on this.
Are they Skyping?
Are you Skyping Sweden? Let's see.
Oh, you're right, Bob.
Yeah, she's...
Well, there's one in Vermont just showed up, now.
Ira of Sweden says she's on Skype, Bill. Somebody is on Skype from Sweden. So where is that on the board? If that's
that'd
not an SIP.
661 area code.
Okay, so it's not SIP. And everybody is, I don't need to refresh this. So
no,
she's zapped into a parallel world. She's gone to another board, right? Because we don't see her on this board. I'm anonymous with blocked on the left, right? Right, Bill? It says blocked, anonymous.
Yeah,
there's
your host box checked.
Oh, that's what that box is. Oh, yeah, that's host. Oh, I never realized. So SIP Studio Main is you, and Studio Backup is you, right?
Right.
Two Rosebuds. You
yeah.
sure you're both SIPs?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Those first two
are the
two? Studio.
Now, didn't somebody used to come in on the SIP from Michael Brown or somebody?
Well,
somebody
there,
used
there's
to come
a few
in
people
SIP.
That are using it. That just means they're using an internet phone, not a regular landline or cell phone.
Well, maybe the Sweden is the other SIP.
No, both of those
might be me.
Here.
Someone just spoke. Did you just speak, Sweden?
Susan did. Good photo.
What was that?
Hello.
There it is. There it is. There's the person, Bill. Hello.
Yes. Hello.
You're Ira.
No, I'm Sue. Sue Photo. The
oh, yeah. Right.
Sue Photo from
North Carolina. Right.
Yeah, I've been coming in and out, but, you know,
yes,
I am
right.
in and stuff
right,
like
but
that.
We're trying to, the Swedish person is telling me to unmute her, and she's on Skype,
okay.
And I can't find her.
Okay, I'm coming in probably that same way, but I didn't do that because I'm a voice over internet, so that maybe comes in that way. So 212.
Know, you be the judge, Bill. What's happening?
What was that, Bob?
You be the judge of whatever Susan's saying. What did you say, Sue?
I said that it's, you may be getting it in a different way because it's VoIP is what I'm saying, voice over internet, my phone.
Yeah.
Any
up,
long distance I call from that.
SIP
yeah.
on our board.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Right. That's why there's two SIPs.
No.
Right.
Those two are the studio backup and studio main.
Well, there's no SIP otherwise. In other words, she doesn't show up.
Well, if it's like a major carrier like Vonage or whatever, it will just show up like a normal phone number.
It does say 661. That would be Skype user at the bottom. That's Susan, Skype user. Right, Bill, with 661?
Well,
Bill, you're not telling us where she is.
User.
What?
Do you see the 212?
Okay, yes, there's... Oh, yeah, see, look, she's not... She's a regular number. So, Bill, why is she showing up as a regular phone number? Because
yeah, like
she's VOIP.
Any major carrier, if she's using Vonage or whatever. Vonage uses SIP, but it will... Because they're a major carrier, it shows up like a regular number.
As a phone number. So how do we connect with the Swedish person?
I don't think they're on there. That whoever that Skype person is did not record their name, so there's no telling.
No, look at the chat room. She's right there, and she's talking to us. She says she's on Skype. She's Skype number 46, and then you have I called the 602 number. So find out where she is, Bill. She's in there somewhere.
Well,
we don't see a European
nobody
number.
Muted.
Yeah, nobody muted. Iris, speak.
Yes, Bobby shuts all his guests up, and then he talks on their background process. So what's my schedule like next week? People start, someone's talking on the air. We're going over important stuff.
Yeah, when do I speak to the Rotary Club, Bill? When's my Rotary Club engagement?
And then after he's like, shut everyone up, completely like distracted, and then he goes, all right, somebody say something. Come on, you guys are all boring.
Yeah. Well, that's where people...
And people put up with it.
Yeah, people think I'm mean.
No, they put up with
Bob.
It.
Bob! Yeah. Bob!
Yes.
Hello?
Oh, is that Ira?
It's Cheryl.
I noticed. I saw that coming. I couldn't believe it. It's the first time Cheryl's been on, right, Cheryl?
It is.
Okay, now let's be careful with this person. She's very nervous. She's been listening for 3 years and building up her courage to come on the phone. Yeah. She finally did it. So we have to be very gentle.
I only have very few minutes. And
oh, look at that. She's only got a few minutes. You always never only have a few minutes.
Well, for one thing, I have really bad service at my house on my cell phone, and I'm in the middle of making Thanksgiving dinner for family, so I only have a few minutes, but I wanted to congratulate you and thank everybody for
making it possible.
All that you've contributed. It was really awesome.
I know.
The few times I could check in, it was just awesome. So I
know. You've been a great supporter. Very smart. You've said intelligent emails and in quick messages over the years. You always have an interesting understanding. And also, she's the one who wrecked Vermont a couple of years ago.
No, I didn't.
Well, which hurricane was that that you caused, according to Ion? Which hurricane?
Irene,
Hurricane Irene, and it was quite bad. Is that you? If I put you on mute, I'm going to put you on mute for a minute to see if you're the one doing the kitchen noises. No, you're not the one making the kitchen noises.
No, I'm outside. There's no one here.
Okay, let me just see who's the... Let me just see.
I bet
it's
Allison. Allison's cleaning her bathroom. It's probably her.
No, it's La Jolla, California. It's 858-922. Yeah, see that? I'm going to mute them. Okay, now it's quiet, Cheryl, so you've got a minute or two. You know, you've thanked us. What else would you like to say?
Hi, Madeline. I personal messaged you one time, so I don't know if you remember me, but how you doing?
I do. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you. So, Bob, are you going to keep going for a while, or what did you decide?
Yeah, we're going to end sometime today. Don't know when yet.
Oh, I might be able to call in later if you're still around.
I'll
check in on my way back from taking my daughter back to school.
Right.
So
that's the college-age daughter, or do you have another really young one?
Yeah, no, she's in college.
Right.
So it's been hard. Today I have an earbud in one ear and trying to, you know, have conversations with family. So they're a bit annoyed with me.
That's right.
But
I'm
not paying attention to them.
I know. It's tough. And did you gradually grow to like Frank Zappa? Are you one of those people?
No, I've always liked Frank Zappa.
Oh, okay. There was something you changed on. What did you change on?
Well, I don't know. Not sure.
I know you threw out all your news, your counterculture newsletter pamphlets a couple of years ago, right?
I've tried a few different things, and none of them actually made any sense to me. But by the time I ran across you guys, it was all either shredded or thrown away or books disposed of, you know, to no need for any of that anymore.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we were the final pile. You've been throwing out stuff before you heard of us, but when we came in and you heard us, that finally you threw the final pile away, right? So you have nothing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Okay, so. Now don't wait. You can create here until you go.
Well, I'm going to start walking, and if I'm loud because I'm walking in the snow, let me know. You might not be able to hear me.
Yeah, I may mute you.
Yeah, that's fine. Because I do have to get back or we're going to have burned dinner.
Wow, walking in snow, I wonder what that's like.
Well, it looks like Christmas here right now. There's so much. It's kind of crazy for Thanksgiving. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi. How are you? I've been hearing what you've been saying to Bob. It's nice to hear you after all these years.
I know. I'm bad. It's just that I have such bad cell reception in my house. And in order to call, I have to go outside. And right now it's really cold.
Right.
And, or it's dark out or whatever. So I tried to call a couple days ago.
And you have bad cell reception because you're in valleys in the middle of Vermont?
Yeah, and I was on my way to get my daughter, and it just dropped out. Or I think you were on the phone with someone else or something. I don't remember, but it's so funny. Dave Neufeld reminds me so much of one of my husband's friends, whose name is also Dave.
Yeah.
And also a DJ.
Right. Well, what is it about Dave that Dave reminds you of?
Just his personality and his laugh and his enthusiasm. They're so similar.
Dave doesn't know. I did an analysis of his giddy, silly part of his laugh the other night, Dave, and you weren't around. A very cold, clinical analysis of your laugh. Did you hear that, Cheryl?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I was building on the grass-stained brain. Oh.
Grain at customs.
Yeah.
Hi, Dave.
Hi.
Have you ever listened to his music? Have you listened to his music, Cheryl? Have you listened to Dave's Broken Social Scene? Get that album.
Yeah, I definitely want to. I definitely want to. So it's on my list.
It's interesting how Dave is the Zappa of his generation, but it's sort of not a big deal anymore because music is a minor thing. And Zappa, he died when the Android meme was just going to, as an afterimage, just kill music and everybody make their own music. So Dave is like an afterimage of Zappa. What do you think, Dave? You don't think you're that talented, but some people might think you're talented. I mean, you do nurture. I didn't come out right, but you nurture musicians. You're a school. You're a school, right? Like Frank was. You're a school.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And he has a unique studio, a mixer of vinyl. You could probably go into the technical advantages or variety of your studio, like Zappa's studio. Hey, Sweden is here. Let's say hello to the era.
Yeah, that's okay.
Goodbye,
Bob. Thank you so much.
See you, Cheryl.
Okay, thank you, Cheryl. All right.
Bye. Bye, Cheryl.
Now, what did you say, Era?
Yes, it's Era.
Well, that's a funny accent. You guys, that's weird, eh? What do you think? What do you think of Swedish accent? Do you like it, Dave? Is it good acoustics?
I don't know, Bob. I can only hear you so far.
Okay.
Well,
yeah,
am I unmuted or what?
Hey, you.
Am I unmuted?
No, we can hear you. We can hear you.
You can hear me, good.
Yeah. And you send in good music.
Yes, I send in some good music because I thought that was not music you would know. Already.
That's right. Oh, I appreciate it. I'll just give a little sample of what it is. You know, I'm not going to play a lot of it, but the... I did this yesterday too. I don't know if you know Swedish music.
I heard that you played it.
Yes. So here I am doing it. Is Lale Swedish music? Laleh.
Yes, Lale is, and she's singing in Swedish.
Yes,
she's a second generation immigrant.
Right. What does SNO stand for? SNO.
Snow.
Snow.
That's snow.
Okay. All right, so here is the soundtrack of Our Lives, which they're a very popular band outside of Sweden, Era? They're outside of Sweden?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Do you know them, Dave?
Both Mando Diao and Soundtrack of Our Lives are major bands.
Do you know them, Dave?
I personally don't. I'm not familiar with them, but I'd like to hear it.
Yeah, is Sweden like Canada, where Canadians think they got major bands, but the rest of the world doesn't really hear them, but the CRTC makes people think?
No, actually, it's the opposite. Many bands don't get very famous in Sweden, and then they go to Japan or to the U.S., and they have to kind of come back and prove themselves in Sweden.
Right.
Well, give us some examples.
Okay, here's this one. This is the soundtrack of Our Lives.
Don't pass it over.
that, Dave.
Well, it's what it's for me. It's a nice song, and obviously, the more you listen to it, the more you get into it. I mean, that's catered for a mainstream, you know, just pop kind of audience. What I notice is it's weird. Is the few bands that I get from Europe, that they no one wants to sing in their own language. They all want to sing in English. And I always thought, why can't you? They can say in Sweden, if a band, like, do they recut it also in Swedish, or do people in Sweden prefer to hear
stuff? Do you remember what McLuhan said?
Some artists do.
Yeah, Dave, do you remember what McLuhan used to talk about that? Do you know what
the rhythms
said?
Of the English language catered to that kind of music?
Yes.
But other languages...
It's an iambic pentameter, and that's dance and rock and roll and tactile and kinetic. It's the most tactile kinetic language, so everything went for English in rock, in electrified rock.
Yeah, no, this Sam, I know. Well, I know the band from Mexico I work in. They prefer to do it in English because it's just easier for the rock and that kind of thing. And then also a lot of things in their language sound corny to people in that language, so English people wouldn't know. And it's hard sometimes to translate meaning.
Okay, so here is the other song, Erosent Mando Diao, and this is in Swedish.
Mando Diao? Yeah. Mando Diao have been very famous for going around the world in English. And now that they are less young rock guys, they're a little older, now they're coming back to Swedish.
Oh, okay.
So they that's why they recorded this record.
Oh, so that's not, this is unique for them. Yeah, this is unique for them. They didn't normally do this, so.
What's going on?
This is a good song.
Spider. Listening to all kinds of music from Europe.
This is a very sad song.
Here, I can put this one on for you. This is from Sweden. I'm like 45 seconds ahead on the phone than what's on the computer. So a little disconcerting for me. Here we go. I don't think you're going to get it.
It's a very nice song. Dave, the local, our Simon, pretty nice song, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a sad song, Dave?
It's more of a romantic, semi-satisfied, semi-sad, semi-tender.
Right.
It's not really sad, no.
Right. Okay, now here's Lale.
I don't know, what does your friend think?
När allt smälter och gården blivit kall, då vet jag att jag drömmer. För det är snö, det är sommar överallt. Då vet jag att jag finns kvar hos dig. Trots att jag alltid springer, jag är där du har mig. Om du inte hör mig, om du inte gör, så ska jag sjunga för dig, precis som du hör. Mm. moeder at lengten kan vekse vekse.
She's really good, what do you think, Dave?
Yeah, and
yeah, I
think you would like it.
Yeah.
That's actually a soundtrack to a film about the Swedish Templars.
Oh, okay. Mm. Knights Templars.
So it's, Knight Templars set back in history. Or
right.
Back in some other timing.
Right. So what do you think, Dave?
Yeah.
Let's see what Dave says.
Well, I like that. I think I like that one the best of the three of them.
Yeah.
It's funny, the song, the motif reminds me a bit of Feelings. The Feelings, nothing more than feelings.
Who was that?
That's an Italian song, but Morris Albert had a hit with it, that song Feeling. But those melodies and intervals, and it has a slightly Italian kind of romantic quality to it. I hear that seep into a lot of European pop music. Don't get me wrong,
right.
I like that. And I like that mood. But I like that. And also she had a bit of a Bjork-y quality. Maybe I'm sure Bjork has had a massive influence on everyone, so
yeah.
and a lot of female singers, but I really had a sense she probably heard a track off of like the first or second Bjork album and thought, this is the best music imaginable, I want to do this kind of thing too.
Right, now
so
still of you.
So she actually listened to a troubadour we had.
Yeah.
And she is the only one really taking up his left string. He left.
A troubadour? Did you say a troubadour?
Yes. A man singing politics with a guitar.
Really? And when was that?
And
20 years ago?
And that was in, long time ago.
Yeah.
And she's the one picking up that thread and going on with it. And this, song that we just heard, the Snur with Lale, Sarah was asking. That's actually a soundtrack, a commissioned song. So
right,
but she's a troubadour and she's a fairy girl.
Who is she?
Absolutely fairy. Lale.
Who?
Lale.
L-A-L-E-H.
What's a hairy girl?
Fairy.
Fairy girl. Fairy. Nature spirit from the woods.
Lale is.
Yes.
The name, yes.
The girl in herself as an artist. When she's on stage, she looks like a fairy.
I see, right.
She's very timid, she's very, very much from the woods and very successful and doesn't have to move or do anything special on the stage and people
Phil of the UK, England, says, I prefer Swedish House Mafia.
House Mafia, yeah. that's a arena filling
raver
kind of.
Right.
Yeah, it's like David Guetta.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the new Euro House. Not new. It's
yeah, yeah,
25
yeah, sure,
years
sure.
old, but...
And then he says, or ABBA. Was ABBA Swedish?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Or the
who is ABBA Swedish?
40 years old.
Now, he's trying to be funny. Or the chef of the Muppet Show.
Yeah, yeah.
Then he says, a little later, wait a minute, this third Swedish tune is much better. Very nice. So he's been converted to Lale.
Yeah, and Sigur Rós that he's referring to is from Iceland.
Yeah.
Right, a bit like Sigur Rós. How come you can see the chat room? What is that? And some people can't see it. Like, do you know how to see the chat room, Dave?
I'm on the computer and on the mobile phone at the same time.
Right. So, Dave,
I can now. I just pulled it up. No, normally I'm not looking at it if I'm on the phone because it's distracting. But yeah, now I'm looking at Augmenter, Major Lazer, Grit Free, a bit like Sigur Rós.
Yeah. Oh, you're looking at. You're not in my green room. I call it where I can do my. You're in the front page. That's where the chat room is also showing, right?
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. I see. Yeah. So, Carolyn, the name is Lale. L-A-L-E-H. So, Era, did you just discover us recently?
No. I heard about the RNA drops from CMN. first, when you were starting, the drops had not even come out, and you were just
starting. You mean from Regina?
Talking.
Regina.
Yes. And then I followed it, and then I lost the thread, and now I picked up again.
Right.
So here I am.
So you have not heard much of Ion, then?
I have heard as much as I could through the summer, because
okay.
I've been taking the drops since
right.
June or something. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what do you think there are many people in Sweden who know of Ion?
No, I don't think there's a lot of people
right.
that know of Ion, but there are lots of people yearning for something different. Some of them
yeah.
already went to India and all of that.
Right.
Some
yeah.
of them
yeah.
go into the wavy.
The wavy.
Other angel stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Other angel stuff.
Yeah.
And very few people go to a church, and some of them go to the new churches.
Right.
And today I heard the all of this with rewrite, and I'm wondering whether that is actually for us, because we don't even read that Bible.
Right.
We use
right.
the Lutheran Bible.
Yes. That is the official King James Version, one of the official
yeah.
King James Versions, which we use.
One of the official.
Yeah, well, it's a Protestant, and there's a couple of factions in Protestantism.
Yeah.
So you're saying that there's not much religion in Sweden?
No, I mean, the great religion in Sweden today is science. Absolutely, science and
money. Right, science.
Yeah.
But you just said that you didn't think rewrite would be for Swedish people. What was that? What was the meaning of that sentence?
I mean, when I heard what was on just an hour ago or so.
Yeah, yeah.
And you go into all of these little sections, which is text study.
Yeah.
In a Bible that we don't even touch. We don't even have it here. I mean, no one here has studied it. Not even my sister that is studying to be a priest studies that. They
well,
have
it's the Protestant Bible.
The German version.
Oh, you have the German version.
Yeah. We've got the...
So the German version is different from the King James version.
I presume... I mean, I'm not a scholar of Bible.
Right.
Absolutely
but it'd
not.
Be different language, but it might have the same content meaning.
Yeah, I'd have to grab my sister and...
Right. But you're thinking it may not be the same. It may not be the same.
No,
well,
yeah.
Well, Ginny, what do you say to that, Ginny? What do you know about that?
I don't know if Ginny's on the line. I heard Sarah...
Bob, you said that earlier that the people were doing the songs in different languages and that American English lends itself to the cadence that is most appealing to people. I think if it was written in German, it would be like Nietzsche translated into English, how it's so musically poetic.
Yes.
However, in German, I'm not so sure that effect is the same.
I don't know what you're talking about. What is it, your point? I don't know what you're saying.
That the cadence of the language is very different.
No, is that what Sarah's saying?
And what was your question, Bob? How does that not answer?
I don't understand. I do not know what you're referring to, what your point is.
We don't use the...
No, not you, Eric.
Bible.
Not you. No,
yeah.
Sarah. I want to hear what Sarah's trying to explain.
The rhythm of the voice. The rhythm of the language.
Restate your question.
Well, you came in and said that something, you said something that is not the same or it would not be the same as the Protestant.
You had asked, she said that she didn't feel like the rewrite was for her. Or for them, because they have access to that, but they don't bother with it. They read what they read is the German. And I was saying that has a different cadence, so it would have a different effect.
Yeah, I don't think cadence has anything to do with the meaning of the Bible.
No, but it does have to do with the effect of
right.
being able
we're
to learn
talking
it,
about,
retain it, use it.
Re-rate is a left hemisphere analysis of the concepts and meaning. So they all have the same concept meaning if they are matching. You know, how could they be different? They're different when you hear them in cadence and all that, but that's not what we analyze. We analyze the meaning.
No, but doesn't all the translations put in a wee bit different?
Yes, the different factions.
Alterations all the way through.
The different religions put in different meanings, and we're using a mainstream Protestant one. It's not the only one. And Ion says that Ion only will go with the King James Version. And I'm saying, do the Swedish go with the same King James Version, but it's in Swedish or German, you know?
No. We go with the Lutheran one.
Yeah.
The German version. That was what the war was about, the 30-year war was about, between the English version and the German version of the Protestant Church.
Right.
And we got the German version, and I'm not versed in that text. I can't tell you what the differences are.
But it's
are,
a good
really.
Point. We'd have to ask Ion how much different and why does Ion prefer the King James?
Yeah.
Yes,
well, I mean, he needs to use one version as a benchmark, and from there, all his comments to it. I can understand why he chose that.
You can.
So I do understand how he has to take one version as a benchmark and then do all the comments to it. I will ask my sister, though, how far is the King James Version from the one we use?
Yeah, that's good.
I'm much more interested in not the Bible.
Right.
Other.
What do you think of the Emerald Tablet? What about the Emerald Tablet that we're doing?
Yes, that was very nice. It's tricky with the language, and then you realize halfway down, as you have done, that they're talking about me or the one who's reading.
Right. You can't tell which is the ascended man or the little man or us. You're the reader.
Yeah. And that's just to point out how confused we are. And that would also hide the text from anyone.
Right. Now, let's see what we're now going to go over to the judges panel and see how
what music is going to be. Yeah.
You performed well, and it says here, well, you see it, Dave, you've been, what do they
what do you like? It says, great job, Bob. I am Lutheran, Janet. Janet, no one has the same, Lutheran. Okay, now they got Zappa, Bert, Zappa, Stairway to Heaven, Augmenter, Major Lazer, Get Free. Phil in UK.
All right,
like,
so what this person says, Era, Janet says, no, it has the same books of the Bible. The Lutheran Bible has Revelations, all that is in the King James Word. So the German may be Lutheran, right? Right, Era?
Yes, it is.
Right. So Janet has clear, line by line, precept by precept in German as in English. All right, so the major Lutheran and... Well, King James, Luther is 1517, and King James is around the same time. He's actually 1600. So you would have, the first Protestant Bible is the Luther, and I guess the Henry VIII went with Luther.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, I don't know the years. You do better.
Yes. You know, that's what Ion said. I triangulate by numbers. That's why I know dates. it's my temperament. That's my habit. It's to triangulate by numbers. Other people do other things.
Fascinating to hear.
Right. And every now and then someone gets excited about me and they go, great job, Bob! And it's totally out of context. We don't know what the hell I'm doing a great job in, but that came in the middle of the Bible discussion. So shall we go for the LSD, the explanation of LSD? That would be very nice to hear. Right. Is there anything else about yourself you want to say?
I would love to ask or squeeze Ion Lemon about what's happened to the nature spirits?
Right, right, good point.
Very, very few people have been describing what's out there. I mean,
right.
Here, some of those unseen creatures that
right.
are more or less beast-like, and then all of those helpers that are not angels but still helpers.
Yes.
And as far as I can see, Paracelsus described all that in the 1600s somewhere.
Yeah, right.
And then Goethe came from
yes.
Germany,
yeah.
Philosopher. And then Blavatsky and Steiner, both of those have read Goethe or Paracelsus. So they're very tinted from Paracelsus. And as far as I can see, no one in the Western world has actually tried to describe or decipher that whole unseen but very...
Yeah, you're
present.
Saying nobody, but you're saying Goethe did it. Nobody since Goethe?
Yes, I think Goethe did it, but Goethe was already tinted by Paracelsus, who actually
right.
was the last one to try to describe this more or less in a scientific or from his own references.
Right.
Describe this world of beings.
Right. It sounds like you've studied the history of alchemy in that. Did you ever read William Irwin Thompson? He's my favorite.
No, I didn't.
I think that would be the next guy for you to read. He's the only
maybe.
One that yeah.
She would like the lectures. She would like the lecture series.
Yeah, the five lectures. We'll send you the five lectures that Thompson did in 1977, which were a big hit with the Ionettes, because it
this is the person who now is extinct on internet.
Yes, he one of our people got in touch with him, and then he ran away as soon as he heard that I was still alive. He disconnected from the internet.
122
years. Is that the Bob effect?
What?
Is that the Bob effect or
yes,
the Sarah effect?
Did you say, yeah, no, you're really onto this. Yeah, Sarah. I don't think it was Sarah or the other guy.
Sarah sent him emails. And
that's
someone,
right, and there seemed to be no problem. He seemed to communicate a little bit of stuff to her, more personal. The other person has not heard back, and so that was the more direct connection to us. But, yes, yes, hello? What?
Yes, I'm still
here. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Does Sarah have anything to say about that? Sarah, you have not heard from Thompson, right?
He's sick.
He's
like
ill?
Okay. He's ill. Yeah. He's getting ill. About every 2 years, every year he gets...
How old is he?
He's born 1938.
Oh, so he's 74-ish or something.
Yeah, we hear you, Ara.
Yeah, I can hear you, too.
Are we saying your name properly? Is it Ira or Ara?
It's Ara. It's much
Ara.
More like Ara. The island. Ara.
Ah, right.
Ara.
Ara. We got it.
Ara.
Okay.
That's it.
All right, so...
And it's lovely to hear you all, just that I'm on my mobile phone and I need to go.
Well, great to hear you.
I'll keep on listening through the computer.
Yes, and I'll send you the one you
want. Babylon on the chat.
Yes. All right. Great to meet you.
Good. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
For listening.
Right.
Good program. And good
excellent program.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now we
have...
Oh, what was that? A little bit of schizophrenia there?
No, Bob. You're just filling in her words.
No.
Their praise. You're just like updating them. Instant updating as you praise Bob.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Almost. Just change that word there. That's perfect. Though. Hang on. Why don't you write that out? I actually like that. We'll see if we use that on Duke. Might be
good. Shall we end that? We end there? Now, look, there's this. I have a wonderful new member, Deborah Morse, studied at University of Rhode Island, lives in Boston, from Jamestown, married to Earl G. Morse. And she says, she sent me a message, and where would that be? Just a second. She wanted to be a member, what do you call it, a friend. And she said, He said, confirm request. That was there. Facebook comes up. Can't find where she spoke. Maybe if I get to there. How do I find something that she addressed to me?
Who are you talking to now?
Deborah Moore. She's, where is the, is that under messages?
Where are you looking? In your,
Yes, I found it. It's under messages. She says, Bob, fabulous, magical, groundbreaking Bob Fest. Now, see, this is what's neat. This is a person we don't even know and recognizes the genius of the past week. You know what I mean? That's different. Mm-hmm. They're not coming in to support a tradition for whatever reason. So she said, I was there for part of it, and we'll listen to all I missed on the archives. Don't visit Facebook often, but want to be part of your action here. Your big fan, Bo. B-O.
Deborah. Oh, yeah, Bo was giving good comments. Yeah, Bo, oh, that's who she came on as Bo.
Right, right.
I remember Bo showing up in the thing and going with the flow real good.
So what is fabulous and magical? I think it's the group effect or something. What is magical about the Bob Fest?
Well, I think because people got to really engage. You have a lot of intelligent listeners. I don't think they have a vehicle scattered all over the states to really interact with people on that kind of level. So I think it brings out a lot of sort of hidden just curiosity and intellect that people already have, and it engages it, and you have good stuff to say. So, you know, you will attract a certain kind of audience.
Yeah, so it's a special kind of intelligent, esoteric, unique kind of...
Literate. Because a lot of the topics you have are of interest to people who are more literate and are used to reading books and writing and essays and that.
And we're not formal, and we're not providing a dogma, and we have a good sense of humor, so that's all appealing.
Mm-hmm.
There's never,
it's more fun. It's not like work.
Yeah. You think of any New Age guru, they don't have chaotic humor happening, right? They don't have chaos happening.
No, they try to get order, no?
Yeah, they try to have visual order. Yeah, that's the literate effect.
And hierarchies and institutionalize it, whereas there is only one Bob at the top. Bob.
That's right. Well, Connie is there sometimes when she's not healing the masses, she drops in.
Oh, well, that's a given. Without Connie, there is no Bob.
And then there's JW, one of the richest men in the world is part of it. See, that's the other funny thing. You finally got a cool trillionaire hanging out.
Yes.
That's what you have to realize. And then you got Ion. Sometimes it is Ion that is the uniqueness, the gravelly voice. Right?
Yes. Yeah. What was that? I think I heard you said JW's merging into Ion. I think I heard that was like when I was getting really tired. That was maybe 2 days ago.
That's been an ongoing theme. It definitely, you know, when Ion first came through, JW had no clue what was being said, and when we sent him the first few days the mega uploads and he heard what Ion said to what he said to me, I went into Secret Council 10 secret stuff. He was shocked at the secrets that Ion would allow itself to talk about. He was really shocked by it. JW.
Who? Oh, okay.
In the first few, to make it interesting to me, I tested it in the first few weeks or first week, and I went into the secret banking world that JW and I were part of, right? And so then a day later, JW listens to it. He gets a mega upload. And he literally was personally shocked that Ion would talk about those secrets, those financial secret level.
Hmm.
And then that was his first, that showed you it wasn't JW. Mm-hmm. And then he did not know what was being talked about for the first year. And then on June 9th, 2010, we, Carol and I, had our 40th wedding anniversary, and later that night we had a session with Ion, and Ion announced that JW and Ion were starting to merge. And it was shortly after that that JW, if there was a tailgate that we didn't participate in, within 24 hours, the whole 6 hours would be in JW's mind. He would download it. He could tell me if I wanted to, we could sit there and he would utter every sentence said in those 6 hours.
Hmm. Wow.
See that? Now he already had a fantastic memory, but it was even more amazing, you know, with an ion thing. So then the difference between JW and ion is JW until recently has never caught up to ion, always has a 24-hour delay, but he was able sometimes to become aware of the session during the session.
Hmm.
So it wavered back and forth since June 10th, since June 2010. And lately, there's a difference, but JW himself thinks that there's no difference. But there is a difference because when we talk to JW and not ION, JW doesn't have as good answers.
Mm.
You know what I mean? We'll ask a particular about chromosome 14, and he'll say something that maybe even Carolyn could say, or something even a little more knowledgeable. But when we really need to know what's going on with chromosome 14 and a new product, we have to go to ION. And JW accepts that, but he personally is beginning to think that he knows as much as ION now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it's a very subjective thing that's going on with him, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, obviously he's an effective guy in either mode.
Yeah, right. That's right. Anybody have anything else to say before we do the evergreens on LSD?
Hey, Bob, I just want to, if I can, there's a part when you were playing Evergreens on the Tuesday chat with Evan, when you had her on, and I was, like, going nuts on hold.
Yeah.
There was a little excerpt. It's pretty funny. It's not very long. You should hear me mocking you while you're playing the tape. It's funny.
But I have to find that.
No, I could know it's not on the thing, but I got it right in front of me.
Basically, no, read it.
You put on the ever tape, and I go, details. Because they're going, and then he contorted to the side, and they hit this, and I went, look, bullet through brain. They even said, bullet through brain equals damage. And I'm like, really? Yes, it does. And then, so I said, Mom, I'm bored of the grassy knoll. Can we go to Fort Myers? I just thought that, because, you know, it's a nice tourist place in Florida. And then the evergreens have a great job.
Yeah.
And then the Jack Ruby section came, was good, and then you could hear, I think it was on where was it, on Church Street, that hotel he would rent, so I think the reading was done there, and the reading starts heating up, and I can hear sirens running around the streets, right? And then he goes, to discuss it at this phase would be fatal.
Yeah.
and then again, you hear sirens again. driving around the neighborhood, madly trying to locate Bob.
That's right.
And before all this.
We advise Bob that we get out of here. We better leave, Bob. You're coming
and
closer.
And then they start analyzing you, and they go, oh, over 1,000 past lives. Like, what, over 1,000 past lives? Impressive.
Yeah.
And I had over 1,000 past lives and still not jaded.
That's you saying that.
Yeah. And then I thought, how did that fit into ION? Thousands of lives in a single coronation. Thousands of lives as a singular coronation.
Coronation.
A macro event. Micro event of a macro
event. You were trying to figure out the difference in the reincarnation themes between the evergreens and ION. They're different.
And how they could be compatible.
Yeah.
So rationalized.
That's very good.
And then you go.
Oh, wait a minute, Dave. Someone wants to say something.
Yeah.
No, he hasn't. He has more. I thought he was done. He's not done. Go, Dave.
So then you're reading.
Go, Dave.
So then you ask them. You go, at the start of our Christian calendar, right? And I put our, and so the beginning of our Christian calendar. Oh, Bob. So you're not only on a first name basis with these entities, but you and them are Christians. You guys are Gutenberg fetish.
That's right, Dave. In the end, it's push come to shove. The evergreens are going to be Christian. And if I have any say in it.
Well, no. A minute later, I conclude Bob is a Nazi. Bob killed Kennedy and is now trying to blame it on Oswald. And then Billy Meyer suddenly shows up, and you start asking him about him. And I said, look at that. Notice about 10, 15 minutes ago, I go, I want to go to Fort Myers.
Yeah.
And then he shows up. Billy Meyer.
You know, Dave, you gave me the Myers stuff. Your girlfriend, Zoe, in the early 90s, had the footage from the 70s.
That's right.
And that's when I would ask those questions.
Because it was pretty amazing, that footage, wasn't it? I remember when I brought that over, and you're like, oh, I'm going to ask the Evergreens about this.
Yeah.
So I point that out. I go, Billy Meyers, notice a few minutes prior,
Dave's trying to hoik up his own Xenocrity. He's trying to
because he got the clock, so you can't make it up. It's not like, oh, and then you called, I had just thought of you, or, you know, something can get jumbled up, and you start maybe projecting, and that actually wasn't
the
chronology.
Yeah.
So this one verifies the synchronicity or the predictions of what's going to anticipatory involvement.
Right.
So anyway, here we are.
Somebody just very sort of passive aggressive goes, hello. Is that someone there? You want to say something? Did someone say hello?
How many towers of dialogue are you looking at?
Towers?
This is chat room excerpts.
Chat room.
Yeah, right. I'm saying, isn't this all just the Tower of Babel and you're trying to line it up?
No, we enjoy the individual flashes of pattern
it's
and
very
insight.
Enjoyable. Yeah,
but it is. If you want to generalize it, you're saying call it the Tower of Babel?
Well, yeah, because you're looking at three strands, right? You, Bob.
Yes, I'm looking at the two strands.
Pillars. What did you call them?
Yeah, two. I think I see the chat. Oh, then there's the in-quick.
Yeah.
Well, there's two strands, but then there's also the third one is the phone thing where I have to be unmute people.
You know, it's funny, you're talking about three strands of like thing, and I thought this was some esoteric three strands of understanding. I'm like, okay, this is going to get deep. All right, hang on, lean back. in-quick versus
Yeah, three media rather than three content. Yeah, you thought it was three content, and it turned out to be three media.
Yeah,
right.
So Bobby. Bob.
Yes.
So you get to the Billy Meyers part, and I forget exactly what you asked him. Well, that's kind of neat. Is that synchronicity? And then right as you said that, they said something like, well, yes and no. And I said, there you go. It's true, both yes and no.
Right. That's right.
And then it's funny because you go, all right, we're going to put on part two. Meanwhile, I'm sitting on hold the whole time, right? And I'm like, part two? Who said we were funding a sequel?
Is that Barbara? Who just went, oh, God. Who was that? Nobody admits to their ignorance.
Bob's like the school teacher. Who was talking?
Yeah, all right, who was that? Who just lied? Who's masturbating in the corner? Oh, God.
I like school because remember in really early school, your desk had like a drawer where you could hide stuff in. I remember Halloween. After Halloween, everyone would put all their candy in.
Yeah. And the teacher had to ignore it. The teacher didn't know
really?
That the kids were doing that.
Well, some teachers did.
Yes. I think
that's when I concluded on part two. This sounds like Bob Marshall. I didn't feel like listening to it on a certain level. Plus, I think you had played it for me. But this sounds like Bob Marshall interviewing the Kennedys about the Evergreens.
Yeah, that's boring, isn't it? That's ridiculous. Who wants to listen to that?
And then he goes, that was 250,000 years before first mushroom.